So sharp-tailed grouse, this is obviously brings it a little bit more home for some of us who live in this area, because we actually have sharp-tailed grouse if you know where to go to see them. And you, like I said, you can kind of tell where it got the name, sharp-tailed grouse. It's the two center tail feathers are longer than all the others. It's actually a tapered tail. So as you get moved toward the center, the tail feathers get longer and longer and longer until you get to the center, and they're about an inch longer than all the others. They have the same sort of breeding behavior as sage grouse, where they get together on leks, but their leks are not anywhere near as big. So you might get 10 or 20 males on a really big lek, nothing like a sage grouse lek where you could get 200 males in some of the states that have a lot of them. The biggest lek we had in Washington last year was probably 60 males. But they're really beautiful. These birds are incredibly persistent. They'll go out there in the spring, and even if there's snow on the ground, or there might not be snow one day, but there'll be snow the next day, and this bird's kicking up snow because part of their display is they tap their feet. They tap their feet. And you can actually hear them. It sounds like a drumming. And the reason why it sounds like a drumming is not because the feet are tapping. It's because every time they tap their feet, their tail waggles a little bit, and they have stiff tail feathers, and that tail waggle is what causes the drumming noise, because the tail feathers are stiff, and as they rub together, there's so many tail feathers rubbing together simultaneously, it actually causes a drumming noise.